This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries that are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, we're going to talk about the universe. We're going to start with Mars. Did you know that Mars is heading into opposition with the Earth? Now, what does that mean? And what about the discovery of organic chemicals on Mars? What does it mean for the search for intelligent life in the universe? And we'll talk about TESS. We'll talk about the Webb Space Telescope and all the new developments in the heavens. Now, once again, our special guest today is astronomer Ken Croswell of Berkeley, author of a number of great books, including Alchemy of the Heavens and also Magnificent Mars. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, that number is 612-564-8135. Be sure to leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment, and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. And also check out my website, is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. It gives you my tour schedule and also references to my latest book, a New York Times bestseller, The Future of Humanity, talking about the future of the space program. Did you know that starting next year or so, we're going to go back to the moon with an unmanned mission that will circulate around the moon? After that, about 3 years after that, we're going to send astronauts back to the moon. And then it's a national policy. First the moon, then to Mars, sometime in the 2030s. So roughly 15 years from now, humans, we think, will be walking on the red planet, which is the focus of today's discussion. So go to my website, mkaku.org, or go to my Facebook site at Michio Kaku. We have over 3 million fans on Facebook and over 600,000 fans on Twitter. But once again, today we're talking about the universe with astronomer Ken Croswell, a guest of Science Fantastic. His book is called The Alchemy of the Heavens. So, Ken, glad you could be on Science Fantastic.
Glad to be here, Michio.
Great. And we asked this question to you before, but we always like to start off with you as a youth. What got you started becoming an astronomer and a scientist?
Well, back in first grade, there was one morning when my first grade teacher introduced us to the planets of the solar system, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, and I had never even heard the word planet before, and I was just fascinated that there were other planets out there besides Earth, and that they all had different colors, and our assignment that morning was to make a map of the solar system showing each of the 9 planets going around the sun, and ever since then, I have been fascinated with astronomy, and I read everything I could about astronomy, and I ended up majoring in physics and minoring in English literature in college, and then pursuing my PhD in astronomy, which I earned studying the Milky Way galaxy. It's a much bigger thing than the solar system, but I then wrote my first book, The Alchemy of the Heavens, all about our galaxy, the Milky Way.
And speaking about being a youth, I remember my years in second grade. Remember back then they had these picture books where you had a bunch of stamps. You had to tear out the stamps and put it in the picture book where it belongs. And the stamps were pictures of the planets. And I remember seeing the picture of Mars and wondering, what is on Mars? It says so blurry. I mean, the picture was useless. And here was a planet that could perhaps harbor life, but the picture was so fuzzy, it was practically useless.
I had one of those books, too. Yes, like we may have had the very same book. And yes, that's right. The pictures back then were blurry of Mars, even though Mars is very close to us, because we hadn't yet sent any spacecraft to the planet Mars.
Right. Now, Mars is in opposition, or will be pretty soon. What is opposition?
Well, it's nothing ominous. It simply means that Mars is going to be opposite the sun in our sky, and this is an ideal time to actually see Mars. You don't need a telescope. You don't need binoculars. It's going to be incredibly bright. It's already incredibly bright. It will be at opposition on July 27th and closest to Earth on July 31st, the closest Mars has been in 15 years. It's going to be incredibly bright. Even if you live in downtown, you will be able to see Mars just with your naked eye. No telescope needed. So this is an excellent time to observe Mars, and you should notice that it has some color. It may look orange to you, it may look yellow, it may look red, it may look pink, but that is Mars up there, and as you say, there will probably come a time when there are people up there walking on the surface of the planet Mars.
So if you want to see Mars, I guess first of all you would go south, because then you could see the ecliptic plane, this gigantic plane that cuts across the night sky. But more specifically, where do you go when you want to see Mars? What constellation, what direction should you orient yourself if you want to see Mars in the coming weeks?
Well, it's going to be up in the sky all night long. And again, it's so bright, it doesn't matter where you are. It's going to rise in the southeast around sunset and then go across the southern sky and then set in the southwest around sunrise. So depending on the time of night that you look, it could be either the southeast sky, the southern sky, or the southwest sky. But it's going to be so incredibly bright that you just can't miss it. And again, it will have some color, probably a sort of orange color, although the color does vary depending on the conditions on the planet. So at its closest, it's going to be 36 million miles away, which is the same distance as the planet Mercury is from the sun. So it's going to be very close. And again, the closest it's been is 15 years. And you don't need any telescope to see it. Just go out and look for something really bright in the southeast, the south, or the southwest, depending on the time of the night.
So if you miss this opportunity in the next few weeks, you may have to wait a few decades, right?
Well, actually, Mars comes close to Earth every couple years. This is an especially close pass, so in the sense of being able to see it as bright as it is going to be in the next few weeks, yes, you would have to wait a couple decades, but really, it comes close to Earth every 2 years, and so you will actually have another chance in a couple years. But why not? Why not just go out now and see it? It's a very beautiful object. It's very bright, easy to see. Again, no telescope needed.
And every 2 years, we have a window, right? A window of opportunity to send our space probe to take advantage of celestial mechanics and take the shortest distance to Mars every 2 years, right?
That is right. And in fact, we are taking advantage of that because on May 5th, we launched a spacecraft to Mars called InSight, which is going to land on Mars on November 26th. It's a probe that is going to attempt to answer the question of the interior of Mars. What does the interior, the inside of Mars, look like? We know what the exterior looks like. It's got volcanoes and canyons and craters and ice caps, but what's on the inside? That's the point of this InSight mission. It's going to carry a seismometer that will listen for earthquakes, or maybe I should call them Marsquakes. It's going to measure the heat flow from inside Mars, and it's going to see how the planet wobbles as it rotates. Which, by the way, its day is very similar to an Earth day. Of all the planets in our solar system, it rotates most similarly to the Earth.
And we already have Silicon Valley entrepreneurs dreaming of one day making the moon into a tourist attraction. But I understand that Mars, decades from now, has even more spectacular sites, which would be tourist attractions for future tourists/astronauts, right?
That's right. It's got one of the tallest mountains in the solar system, Olympus Mons, which is a volcano that on very rare occasions erupts, although it probably only erupts every few million years. And there are canyons on Mars that span the entire United States. So
Okay, Ken, we have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of Mars and then the universe. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us on the line is astronomer Ken Croswell of Berkeley, author of a number of great books, including Alchemy of the Heavens and Magnificent Mars, and we are talking about Mars. And, of course, billionaires from Silicon Valley already have made published remarks about turning the moon into a tourist attraction for future astronauts/tourists. But Mars would be an even greater, I think, a greater attraction for future tourists. First of all, tourists on the Earth go to the Grand Canyon. But on Mars, isn't there a similar Grand Canyon network that is roughly the size of the entire continental United States?
It's called Salus Marineris. And it's a much grander canyon than the Grand Canyon here on Earth. And as you say, it would span the United States. It's 2,500 miles in length. And unlike the Grand Canyon, it was not carved by water, but instead we think it's due to the uplift of this volcanic province on Mars called Parsis. The Parsis region of Mars contains many of the big volcanoes on the planet Mars, and we think that as that region lifted up, it cracked the crust of Mars and created this enormous scar that is 2,500 miles long and in places 6 miles deep. So this is a much grander canyon than the Grand Canyon on Mars, or on Earth.
So if you're a mountain climber, it would be quite interesting climbing on Mars because, first of all, the gravity is less. So you would be basically a superman or a superwoman on Mars. And as you mentioned, the mountains are spectacularly large because the gravity is so low. Isn't that right?
That's right. The largest mountains on Mars are indeed taller than the largest mountains on Earth. The largest of all is a volcano called Olympus Mons, which is in the Tarsus region of Mars. It's 59,841 feet high. Okay? Now compare that to Mount Everest, which is about 29,000 feet high. And there are other volcanoes on Mars that are almost as tall as Olympus Mons. So, yes, you would have a spectacular climb. The thing is, though, these volcanoes are shield volcanoes, so they have a very gentle rise. So it should probably be pretty easy to actually climb to the top of Olympus Mons simply because the slope is so gentle. It's nothing like Mount Everest in that regard. So it would be much safer to actually climb to the top of Olympus Mons than the top of Mount Everest. The problem, of course, is that you would have to carry an oxygen supply with you. But as you point out, the gravity on Mars is only 38% that on Earth. So you would, even carrying all your space suit and any equipment, you would be a good deal lighter than you would be here on Earth.
And as a historical note, we should mention that Edgar Rice Burroughs, the author of the Tarzan series, wrote a series about John Carter of Mars, a man who became a superman on Mars because of the low gravity. And that specifically was cited in the very first issue where Superman makes his debut in Action Comics. So in some sense, some people think that the origin of the Superman comic book actually can be traced back to the low gravity of Mars itself. Now Mars has Mars has ice caps, gigantic ice caps. So tell us a little bit about what the ice caps are made of, and have we ever explored the ice caps of Mars?
Well, the ice caps are made of two things. One is water ice, and the other is carbon dioxide ice. The atmosphere of Mars, unlike the atmosphere of Earth, consists mostly of carbon dioxide. And so during the winter part of the year, much of that carbon dioxide freezes out at whatever pole is experiencing winter. That might be the North Pole, or that might be the South Pole. So we actually see these ice caps wax and wane with the seasons on Mars. Mars goes from winter to spring to summer, fall, and back to winter. And indeed, this is one of the eerie earthly things about the planet Mars that early astronomers noticed as they were observing Mars through their telescopes. They noticed, oh, these ice caps, they get larger and they get smaller, and surely that means water is flowing through the canals of Mars to the equator. At least that was the colorful theory of the American astronomer Percival Lowell, who thought that Mars is not just a living world, but had intelligent life on it, and the Martians had actually carved canals carrying water from the polar cap to the equatorial region, which is where the Martians all live. We, of course, now know that that's not true, that Mars is, in fact, a very hostile world full of craters and a very thin atmosphere, essentially no oxygen to breathe in the atmosphere. Nevertheless, it is true that those polar caps are made in part of water and also in part of carbon dioxide ice.
Now, recently, NASA had a rather spectacular press conference where they announced the fact that they found traces of organic chemicals on Mars, which to a scientist is great news, but to most people it was ho-hum. However, tell us, what does it mean to have traces of organic chemicals on Mars? What does it mean?
Well, sadly, it probably doesn't have anything to do with life. This is not proof that there was life on Mars, because organic molecules are simply molecules that contain carbon and hydrogen and maybe some other elements. So there are, for example, organic molecules on the planet Pluto, but there's nobody living on Pluto. And the recent announcement was a discovery made by the Curiosity lander, which landed in Gale Crater, on Mars, Gale Crater long ago was probably a lake. In other words, it is filled up with water, and there are mudstones on the floor of Gale Crater. And these mudstones formed basically out of mud, as their name implies. And it's in these mudstones that the Curiosity lander detected organic molecules. However, these molecules do not show the wide variety that you would expect if they were truly associated with life. So again, these organic molecules are interesting, but they're not evidence that there was ever life on Mars. That, of course, is a big question we would like to answer. Was there ever life on the planet Mars? Because we know that in the past, Mars was a warmer and wetter planet. So did life arise when the planet was more like Earth?
Now, we humans are basically made of things like amino acids, which are the building blocks of proteins. And as I understand, scientists have found evidence of amino acids in outer space. That is, amino acids in the heart of meteorites, which have landed on the Earth, and also distant nebula, clouds, dust clouds, far, far away from the planet Earth. So in some sense, if amino acids, that is, the building blocks of proteins, seem to be found in meteorites and also in dust clouds and outer space, doesn't that mean, therefore, that it's not so far-fetched to believe that these organic chemicals somewhere may also create proteins and eventually, who knows, life? What are your thoughts?
Well, that is certainly the possibility that a lot of people hope for. We only know that it happened on Earth at this time. Did it ever happen anywhere else? It's actually quite a giant leap to go from those chemicals to life. Life is, even the simplest life, is incredibly complex. And any biologist will tell you that. And in fact, I think sometimes we astronomers underestimate the complexity of even the simplest life. So it's quite a goal to go from those organic molecules and amino acids and so forth, which, as you say, have been found in meteorites, which do indeed land on Earth and also on Mars, and to go from that to an actual living organism is really quite a leap. So we don't know. That's one of the biggest questions in astronomy. Is the Earth unique? Are we the only world in the entire solar system that has life? Or did life develop elsewhere? If it developed just one other place, that means it must have developed many other places, given how big our universe is.
Well, some billionaires have a visionary attitude toward the planet Mars. Elon Musk of SpaceX, a billionaire, envisions a million people one day living on Mars. And of course, the key is to be self-sustaining. That means you have to have mining, farming on Mars, a whole infrastructure on Mars. And some people think that you can begin mining operations by, well, just digging into the soil where there's a lot of ice. So tell us about ice. Ice can be used for drinking purposes as well as rocket fuel. Well, let's take a short commercial break, but after the break, we'll talk about what it takes to create a self-sustaining colony on Mars. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Okaku. Our special guest today is astronomer Ken Croswell, author of The Alchemy of the Heavens. And give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest, once again, is astronomer Ken Croswell of Berkeley, author of a number of great books I highly recommend, including Alchemy of the Heavens. Well, as we mentioned before the break, billionaires like Elon Musk have this grand vision of one day creating a self-sufficient colony of perhaps a million colonists on the red planet so that humanity can become a multi-planet species. But of course, it has to be done in steps. So let's break down some of the steps it would take. One step, of course, is to create a space station of some sort on Mars. Some people think that Mars already has lava tubes. That is, leftovers from ancient volcanoes that could form the basis of a base on Mars that protects us against radiation. So what are your thoughts about, first of all, taking advantage of the lava tubes of Mars?
Well, that might be a very interesting idea, because one problem with living on Mars is you're going to have radiation from the sun and cosmic rays. And so if those lava tubes could protect you from that radiation. That would certainly be helpful. And before the break, you had mentioned the possibility of there being water ice on Mars and exploiting that. And there most certainly is water on Mars, water in the form of ice. Water, of course, is essential for life. That's why we're so very interested in it. And, of course, we human beings need it to drink. And water is a very common thing. It occurs throughout the solar system, in fact, throughout the universe. The rings of Saturn are made of water ice. Pluto has plenty of water ice. And there is indeed water ice beneath the surface of Mars, lots of water ice beneath the surface of Mars, especially at the high latitudes. So there's plenty of water on Mars. It's in frozen form, though, but it would be pretty easy to bring that up to the surface and melt it, and you can use it for all the sorts of things that we use here on Earth.
And water can also be used for rocket fuel, right? So how does that work, and also for breathing?
Well, yes, certainly rocket fuel uses water and of course, other things. So I'm definitely not an expert on the mechanics of rocket fuel, but as long as you've got that water there, you can use it for all sorts of purposes. Again, all the many uses that we use it here on Earth. The point is Mars has plenty of water in the form of ice, and it's very easy, of course, to transform ice into liquid water. So, yeah, we can use it for drinking water. We can use it to water plants and grow food, and we can use it for rocket fuel.
And also, in terms of making it self-sustaining, some people have thought that maybe we can genetically modify algae so that it would grow in the harsh conditions of Mars and create plants that would thrive in that environment. So what is the environment of Mars like? And do you think that one day perhaps, we'll be able to genetically modify plants that could thrive and create agriculture on Mars? But what are your thoughts?
Well, the current climate on Mars is very harsh. It's very cold. Mars is, of course, the fourth planet from the sun, so it's farther from the sun than we are. The temperature on Mars is typically around 0 degrees or less, so it's an extremely frigid climate. The atmosphere contains essentially no oxygen, made entirely of carbon dioxide. 95% of the Martian atmosphere is carbon dioxide, and it's a very thin atmosphere. So one of the very first tasks, if you wanted to transform Mars into a more Earth-like planet, is you need to do something about that atmosphere. And you need to somehow add oxygen to the atmosphere. And, of course, plants here on Earth take in carbon dioxide.
Okay, Ken, we have to take another short commercial break. But after that, we're going to continue a discussion of Mars and then go on to outer space with the test probe and the Webb Space Telescope. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The number to call if you want to ask a question is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question, and maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science. And with us today, once again, is astronomer Ken Croswell of Berkeley, author of a number of great books, including Alchemy of the Heavens. And we're just talking about the planet Mars. Now, Elon Musk, this visionary from the electronics industry, and also, of course, the spearhead who has spearheaded SpaceX, he wants to one day perhaps orbit not telescopes, but solar panels in outer space to beam solar energy down to the ice caps to begin the process of perhaps melting the ice caps. In fact, he's kind of impatient. He even mentioned the possibility of detonating hydrogen bombs on the ice caps to start the melting process. So what are your thoughts about one day, again, this is way in the future, perhaps beaming some of the sun's energy down to the polar ice caps to melt them, and perhaps water, liquid water, will once again flow in the riverbeds of Mars. What are your thoughts?
Well, that's a very nice idea, because indeed the polar caps do contain water in the form of ice, and also if some of that water can enter the atmosphere in the form of water vapor is a greenhouse gas that traps warmth from the planet, so that would help warm the planet up. But we would also need plants on Mars to convert the largely carbon dioxide atmosphere into an atmosphere that contains some oxygen, the way the Earth's atmosphere does. So we need to do all of these things. But again, as you say, this is probably something that is centuries in the future. It's not going to happen in our lifetime.
Well, let's say a few things about things that will happen in our lifetime. First of all, we have the TESS satellite to detect extrasolar planets. So give us an update as to what's happening there. And also the Webb Space Telescope, which is going to replace the Hubble Space Telescope. So what are your thoughts about future space missions?
Well, the TESS mission, that stands for Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite. It launched on April 18th of this year. And it is going to be finding hundreds, or it's going to be searching hundreds of thousands of nearby stars, fairly bright stars, and looking for planets as the planets pass in front of their stars. And the nice thing about these stars is that by astronomical standards, they're fairly bright, by which I mean most of these stars you could see through a pair of binoculars. Now, that may not seem terribly bright to the average person, but to astronomers, trust me, that's quite bright. And what that means is that there's going to be a lot of photons coming from those stars. And so that allows us to analyze the stars much better than we can if we observe a faint star. And so we'll be able to characterize stars better and also the planet better. And in particular, one of the things we really want to do is to use the planet itself as a probe of the atmosphere as the starlight passes through the atmosphere of the planet. The atmosphere, molecules in the atmosphere will absorb different wavelengths, and we can hope to learn what the planet's atmosphere is made of. And, of course, probably the most exciting thing we could find in another planet's atmosphere is something that we take for granted here on Earth, and that's oxygen. Oxygen makes up 21% of our atmosphere. Nitrogen makes up most of the rest. But if we could find oxygen in the atmosphere of another planet, that would suggest that there might be some form of life on that planet because it's plants here on Earth that put the oxygen into the air. The oxygen is very reactive, and if there weren't something on Earth putting that into the atmosphere, the oxygen would quickly react with the ground and disappear. So that's a mission that is getting in the very beginning stages. It's already launched. Now, you also asked me about the James Webb Space Telescope, the successor to the Hubble Space Telescope. And it's a much bigger telescope than Hubble. And right now it's supposed to be launched in 2021, so that may slip. Just to compare the numbers here, Hubble is nearly 8 feet in diameter. James Webb Space Telescope is 21 feet in diameter. And, of course, it will be way above the Earth's atmosphere, and that will allow us to get a much clearer view of a lot of things, including very distant galaxies, the very first galaxies that formed after the Big Bang.
Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Special guest today is astronomer Ken Croswell of Berkeley, author of the book Alchemy of the Heavens. And if you want to ask a question on Science Fantastic, give us a call, 612-564-8135. And stay tuned as we continue to discuss whether or not one day we'll find a twin of the Earth in outer space.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Our special guest today is astronomer Ken Croswell of Berkeley, author of a number of great books, including Alchemy of the Heavens. Now, the Holy Grail of this astronomical search is to find a twin of the Earth in outer space that perhaps may support life. And the question is, how close have we come? Now, so far, we have not found a twin of the Earth that is the right size, that has liquid oceans and oxygen. But how close have we come? I understand that we have found a number of super-Earths in outer space. But, let's be clear about this. What is the state of finding this twin of the Earth in space?
Well, we certainly have not found an exact twin of the Earth. There's no question about that. We have, however, found a few planets that are similar in size to the Earth. And in fact, there's one going around the very nearest star to the sun, Proxima Centauri. The planet was found a couple years ago, and it goes around its star every 11.2 days, and it lies very close to the star. But it's got approximately the right temperature, we think, to have a pleasant temperature. But in terms of, does it have an atmosphere like Earth? Does it have oceans of liquid water? We don't know any of that. And so the hope is that the TESS spacecraft, which has just been launched in April, will be finding more Earth-fast planets and will then be able to study the atmospheres of those planets, because they'll be going around stars that are quite bright in our sky, and therefore we'll be testing a lot of photons, and so we can characterize the planet's atmosphere. And will there be water vapor in the atmospheres of some of those planets? Will there be oxygen? And then also the James Webb Space Telescope will be discovering new planets, and also will be able to observe the planets that TESS discovers. So once TESS discovers these planets, telescopes both in space and on the ground can follow up those discoveries and observe those planets, and ultimately, the hope, of course, is, as you say, find a planet like Earth that's got the right size, the right temperature, oceans of liquid water, and some form of life. That's what we would really like to find out there.
Now, I find it ironic that decades ago we wanted to estimate the probability of life in outer space. Now we have much more information, but it's still inconclusive. On one hand, we know that there are perhaps billions of Earth-like planets out there. We didn't know that before. So the probability of finding one is much higher. But on the other hand, we now realize that the probability of getting life off the ground is much more difficult than we once thought. And so we still are clueless about the probability of life in outer space, right? What are your thoughts?
That's right. That's the big question. How readily does life arise? Because even the simplest life is very complex compared to all the organic molecules and so forth that need to form that life. So we don't know. It's a big universe out there. There's lots of stars. There's lots of planets. I'm sure many of those planets are good planets in the sense of being the right temperature and having water, but does life form anywhere else besides here on Earth? That's the big question, and I do not know the answer.
Well, astronomy is full of surprises, and recently we had this object that we thought was an asteroid sailing through our solar system, which turned out to be from another.
Yes, this object has turned out to be a comet, which is quite interesting. It's Oumuamua, and it came from another solar system. And this is something that we had predicted for many, many years, in fact, for decades. And we looked, and we never found one. But this is the first object that we see entering our solar system and also now leaving our solar system that came from another solar system beyond our own.
Now, I understand that people have tried to listen for radio signals coming from that object, hoping that maybe aliens were using that as a spacecraft from another solar system. But I also understand that we have picked up nothing. So far, there is no evidence that an alien civilization resides on that asteroid slash comet from another solar system. But what are your thoughts?
Well, I don't think it's a spacecraft from another solar system. So, yes, you're right. People have listened for radio signals, and they haven't found anything. So if there are any aliens on that spaceship, if it is a spaceship, they're being very quiet. But the reason that we deduced that it's actually a comet is because it changed its orbital path a bit, which is exactly what comets do, as they release gas. In contrast, asteroids don't do that because asteroids are simply rocky objects. So we now think that Oumuamua is actually a comet rather than an asteroid, which turns out is what we had always predicted decades ago, that the first object we would see would be comets, because in our solar system there are way more comets than asteroids, and they lie farther from the sun, so they're much less gravitationally bound to the sun. So it's not a surprise that the first such object, the first interstellar object we find entering our solar system is a comet rather than an asteroid.
And I understand that the New Horizons spacecraft, which recently sailed past Pluto a few years ago, making headlines, is still chugging away outside the solar system and is going by yet other objects outside the solar system. So give us a quick update as to what's happening with the New Horizons spacecraft that was originally sent to Pluto.
Yes, New Horizons will pass an object on January 1st, 2019, that's just a few months from now. This object is much smaller than Pluto. Pluto, of course, is the largest object going around the sun that we know of beyond the orbit of Neptune. This object called Ultima Thule is probably just 20 miles across, so it's much smaller than Pluto. Pluto's 1,479 miles across, half the diameter of the moon. We have no idea what we're going to see with this object. I'm guessing it will not be round simply because it's so small. You know, it's gravity that makes big things around, so like the Earth, like the Moon, like Pluto, but ultimately it's so small, it doesn't have to be round.
Okay, well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Once again, our special guest today was Dr. Ken Croswell of Berkeley, author of Alchemy of the Heavens. So, Ken, glad you could be on Science Fantastic.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Okay, and once again, every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science. Go to my website, mkaku.org, to find out what I'm up to, mkaku.org. And go to my website to find out where I'll be speaking, what kinds of media appearances I'll be making, and the books I've written. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers, and find out more by going to the website, mkaku.org. And give us a call at 612-704-9999.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.